USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the United States is now on offense against the virus after the FDA authorized the Moderna vaccine over the weekend. Azar saying nearly 8 million doses of both Pfizer's and Moderna's vaccines will be distributed to 3,500 sites throughout the United States this week. During an Operation Warp Speed briefing, Azar talking about receiving the Moderna vaccine.
I look forward to receiving this vaccine myself in the coming days as part of our efforts to demonstrate to Americans that these vaccines are safe and incredibly effective at preventing COVID-19.
The Senate and House are in session this Monday before Christmas. The House preparing to vote on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package after congressional leaders struck a deal late Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A strong winter storm is expected to sweep across the United States this Christmas week. The National Weather Service saying a severe weather system will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding to some regions. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple days. Meteorologists saying the storm will intensify and hit the East Coast by Christmas Eve and say temperatures will be below zero, as will wind chills. Police and military officials are searching for answers in the death of a soldier in upstate New York.
The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new strain of COVID-19 in the UK is causing some countries to take action.
More countries are introducing travel restrictions on the United Kingdom, citing the spread of a new strain of coronavirus in the south of England. Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, and the Netherlands have all ended flights to and from the UK temporarily. France has halted all travel with the UK for the next 48 hours, including cross-channel freight traffic. Canada has also suspended flights for at least 72 hours, and Argentina, Chile, and Colombia announced restrictions as well. The new variant of the virus hasn't been proven to be more deadly, but is about 70% more transmissible. The UK set a record for daily new cases on Sunday, with more than 35,000 new infections. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, is in the Middle East, touting peace progress in the region. The president's son-in-law meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and calling recent brokered peace deals between the United States and Israel the beginning of a new era.
Regional transformation has officially begun. First, Israel made peace with the United Arab Emirates, then with the Kingdom of Bahrain, then Kosovo and Serbia, then Sudan, and just recently Morocco.
Kushner heading to Morocco on Tuesday after they agreed to normalize relations with Israel. Netanyahu expects more countries to follow suit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.